live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Well, Mark, we went out and did a little traveling today, didn't we?
Yeah, we got out of the house, believe it or not.
And went up to a little town called Plainfield, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
to attend a concert event that was being put on by the network that actually puts our show up on the satellite for radio stations to pull down.
Go figure.
The Genesis Communications Network threw this sort of little party for Ed Brown and Elaine Brown, who, in case you don't know, are currently... I guess holed up isn't really the right word. They're not holed up in their house. They were out and about shaking hands with people. And
they didn't seem holed up to me.
Right, eating hot dogs and hamburgers and hanging out. And
I pulled up, parked in amongst a whole bunch of cars there, wandered on down the driveway because there just wasn't room to park at the house itself. And I got to, you know, Ed was wandering around, and so was Elaine, and they were shaking hands and saying hi to everybody.
They were hosting
a party, essentially.
There were young kids there, all the way up to probably some adults in their 60s and 70s,
right?
I would say.
It did not look like a compound under siege to me.
Right. Now, in case you don't know, Ed and Elaine Brown have been found guilty in a federal government court of some tax charges and money laundering and whatever other charges they threw against them. And they had decided that... towards the end of their trial, that they weren't getting a very fair trial from this particular federal judge, and they basically just decided to not continue attending the trial. So they were found guilty in absentia.
Mm-hmm.
Now the federal government wants to put this sweet old couple that's, you know, in their early 60s, wants to put them in a jail cell for at least 5 years and then probation after that, and also confiscate all their property, which they've already confiscated Elaine's business. She was a dentist, mm-hmm. and a very successful dentist in the Plainfield area, had a very successful practice, and now they've stolen her building from her. And
looks like the federal government's pretty interested in filling its coffers with our hard-earned money, one way or the other.
Right. Ed and Elaine Brown, the feds went after them, as they've done to a variety of other people over the years, for not paying federal income taxes. And, of course, Ed and Elaine Brown are taking the position that there is no law to pay that forces them to pay income taxes. And I personally find that to be a bit of a weak position. I understand where they're coming from on that, but I don't care if there is a law. It doesn't require me to pay anything because I never consented to it in the first place.
It does draw up the question, if I'm required to pay income tax, how was this requirement engendered? What
right.
did I do in order to make me liable for paying income tax?
How was the obligation created?
And if the obligation was created by me going to work, simply going to work, doesn't that make me a slave? I mean, if the federal government can demand a portion of my wages, at the very least, I'm a portion their slave, their asset.
Right. And I've actually talked to Ed about that sort of issue of, well, do you really want to take this position of show us the law? You know, because what if there is a law, then what are you going to do? Or do you want to take the position that taxes and taxation are immoral? Because that's really that to me is a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there and they had this concert. And so I just wanted to let you know who Ed Brown was. You can get more information online. Just Google Ed Brown. He's probably the first thing that will come up. But we went and showed up. I think we got there just after noon, which is when it was supposed to start. And I don't think the bands actually took the stage until after we left, which was 2-ish. I think we got out of there around 2.
I thought it sounded like they were warming up as I was leaving.
Yeah, they were, I think, getting ready to get started. And it's going to go on all the way through the night tonight. And there was a good amount of people out there. I honestly didn't expect very many people to be there. And
seemed like before the concert started, I saw 100?
Yeah, I'd say probably early on at around the noontime point, there were maybe 50 or 60 people there. And by the time I left,
the cars were just lining up to
right.
come in. So
by the time I left, I'd say there were probably double that. I'd say there was about 100 people there. And we left again around 2 o'clock, so there may be more people there now than before.
It's going on until 10 tonight, is that correct?
Right, right. And, you know, Mark, you were a little concerned.
I saw license plates from as far away as Montana.
Wow, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You were a little concerned initially about going out to the Ed Brown household. Why is that, and why did you end up deciding to go?
Well, in general, you know, I believe in freedom and liberty. I'm just not willing to go any place where somebody's going to shoot at me.
Mm-hmm.
And the the Ed Brown household is it's being watched by the feds. I mean,
right? There were cops on the way. They were sort of watching things on the way into the area of town where Ed lives. So
right.
You have to pass through a certain road, and the cops were there.
Well, even more scary than the Sullivan County sheriffs that were circling around, or the Homeland Security and the FBI that are after this guy, because he's been sentenced at this point.
Right. They want him.
Yeah.
They want him in a jail cell.
They do.
They just, the reason they haven't gone in with guns a-blazing yet is because, well, nowadays we have the internet and information can transfer really fast as opposed to how it used to, 10 or 20 years ago.
But and this isn't going to be another Ruby Ridge or Waco, fortunately.
Right. And the feds don't want that, They don't want the American people to see them being violent and awful in that way. So
they'll
try to avoid it.
Regardless of what some people think about Ruby Ridge and Waco, those people have become martyrs for a lot of Americans.
It's true. In fact, Randy Weaver, one of the survivors from Ruby Ridge, was actually at the Ed Brown household mm-hmm. today. And I don't know about, this guy. I don't know much about him. I've heard he's a white supremacist, which, obviously leaves a nasty taste in my mouth. But I didn't have a chance to ask him that. We were doing some videotaped interviews of people around there today for Free Minds TV.
I can't verify it one way or the other. He was white. Yeah. I can tell you that much.
So I don't know. All I know is what the mainstream media says about the guy, which may or may not be accurate.
Well, that's one of the reasons. I went for basically three reasons to this concert, mm-hmm. and one of the reasons that I went to this concert, this event, I went with my wife, and who was very concerned about the idea of me going, and since it was a concert, she was, she understood this would be the last time that the feds would be coming in, unlikely that they would be coming in. I wanted to see, is this house a compound? I know everybody said, who's been there, said, no, it's a house, but I want to see for myself.
Right.
The news has been calling Ed Brown's house a compound.
A concrete fortified compound with a turret.
And I had a house that was made out of concrete in Florida. The house I currently live in is made out of bricks. Is it a compound? I'm not sure. So I went to look at it, and no, it's a house.
Right.
It's not even a complete house.
Nope.
They're still working on it.
You didn't have to go inside, though, right?
I didn't go inside. I wasn't there giving tours. Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't there to get a tour of the house or anything. I just wanted to see it. And from what I could tell, they were adding on a little bit. They did do a monolithic pour of concrete, so mm-hmm. it's about maybe 6 inches wide as a concrete block. But to me, that's not a compound.
No.
It's not a compound. It wasn't humongous. It did not have. It wasn't bristled with 50 calibers. I mean, it was just a house.
No, it's just Ed with his .45 in his belt. He doesn't have a holster for it.
If a compound is a house that's constructed out of concrete and has hardy board on the outside, then I owned a compound in Florida.
Yes.
This is just nonsense. And the problem is that the major media just repeats what everybody else has said. Somebody out there.
Probably one of the feds. Probably one of the agents.
Maybe one of the agents. Maybe some liberal who just hates guns. I don't know what. Somebody said, this is a compound. And everybody's repeated it since then.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a compound, people. It's a house with a garage.
It's a place for two old people to retire.
It absolutely is. It's not even entirely concrete.
No.
Some of it's wood.
Yeah, and it's not finished. And in the early days when Ed was first convicted and all that, I went there. It's probably been at least 6 months now since mm-hmm. I've been to Ed Brown's house. And when I was there at that time, there was a truck in the road blocking the access to the main sort of round driveway that they have out in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's the entrance to the driveway, and there was a big truck blocking that. That wasn't there today. There were vehicles all over the place, people all over the place. There could have been feds there. There could have been undercover feds there.
Could have been. I don't know.
I'm not
scared. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Right. Anybody could have been there today, and Ed Brown and Elaine Brown just out moseying around having a good old time.
But the way I see it, Ed Brown hasn't done anything wrong either. He hasn't hurt anyone.
No, now, he has not.
I know
he has not defrauded anyone either.
I know the government wants him to pay taxes, but like I said, in what way has this obligation been engendered? Why does he have to pay these taxes?
Right, that's what I'd like to know from you. If you can answer that question, how is it that taxes are an obligation? How was that created upon you? If you believe indeed that you're obligated to pay them, certainly you must be able to explain how the obligation was created, right? And don't tell me your parents told you so. That's not an obligation. That's just something they...
Advice.
That's just misleading advice. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. More about the Ed Brown concert. Also, a man who apparently won against the IRS in court. We'll share that with you all coming up on Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features on our site are totally free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free right there, front page of the site at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Talking about the situation today over at the Ed Brown household in Plainfield, New Hampshire. As you may or may not be aware, Ed and Elaine Brown, a couple in their early 60s, are now facing 5 years in federal prison for allegedly not paying federal income taxes. And they basically said, screw you, to the feds. We never agreed to pay these taxes. We didn't pay them. We didn't hurt anybody. And we don't want to go to jail. So if you try to come and get us, then we're going to shoot you. And so that's pretty much the situation at the Ed Brown household. And, of course, a lot of people are in support of the Browns. And to help show their support for the Browns, there was a concert thrown at their household today. And according to the union leaders, the union leader, which is a newspaper out of, I think Manchester? I'm not sure.
Is that a concert?
Like all of New Hampshire, I guess, basically. Anyway, local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are on heightened alert today because of a benefit concert at the Plainfield home of federal income tax protesters Ed and Elaine Brown. Quote, there will be a heightened presence this weekend and adequate resources available to the police chief and his department, said U.S. Marshal Steve Monnier in a telephone interview. We're working closely with our local and state partners to ensure that public safety is preserved. What do they think's going to go on here anyway?
What normally goes on at concerts?
Let's see. People drink a little bit. And,
Music's played.
Right. There's a lot of, there's some fun being had.
I did see some very dangerous bratwurst being roasted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was hamburgers and hot dogs.
I had one myself, as a matter of fact.
Some potato salad.
And I'll tell you, about 45 minutes later, that was a dangerous bratwurst.
The Live Free or Die concert going on all day today. We were there earlier. Ruby Ridge survivor Randy Weaver plans to make a speech, and the music lineup includes rock bands like Poker Face and The Law. Organizers billed the show as a benefit for the Browns, who were convicted in January on felony tax evasion charges, but have so far avoided apprehension by federal authorities, which, again, I contribute that. The fact that the Browns are either not dead or in a jail cell, I contribute all the way to, or all to, the fact that the Free State Project is in existence here in New Hampshire, and that people are able to really communicate effectively via the internet. I think if it weren't for the internet and maybe the Free State Project, these people would be either in a jail cell or dead by now. Hmm. Chief Gillens, he's the police chief of Plainfield, said the town of Plainfield would not provide emergency services to the Brown House today in the event of an emergency. Now listen to this. He says it's basically a lawless gathering, and people who go there should give thought to that. There's going to be people there with guns. And if they get out of hand, and if things get out of hand, rather, they're on their own.
Now, here, I've got a question about this, too. Have the Browns been accused of not paying their property taxes?
Well, actually, Ed Brown has now decided that property taxes are not worth paying.
Okay.
But up until recently...
Well, I would, too. If this guy says that they're not going to get emergency services, they've cut off what, water and electricity to his house, I think I wouldn't be paying property taxes either.
Right.
And I mean, whatever services you're supposed to be getting out of this municipality, you're supposed to be getting because you pay property taxes.
We can talk
quote
about
unquote services.
We can talk about the property tax thing here in a moment, but I just wanted to continue this story real quick. I found it very interesting that the police chief says it's a lawless gathering. Well, that's not really an accurate statement, and leave it to the government people to put a bunch of half truths out there. The Ed Brown gathering today was completely lawful. No one was harming anyone else at the Ed Brown gathering. There wasn't anyone being defrauded at the Ed Brown gathering.
Does
in fact, the food was free.
Does it mean that any gathering where the cops aren't standing around with guns on their hips is lawless? Because it happens all the time. Mm. I mean, somehow people can get together and they can be civilized to each other without the cops being around.
Right. Law, in my opinion, is common law, which basically says don't harm other people. And so if there's not any harming of other people going on and there's not any theft of property or destruction of property going on, then you have a lawful gathering. What the police chief meant to say is that the Ed Brown gathering today is not a statutory gathering. It doesn't jive with their statutory man-made regulations there in Plainfield. In fact, the regulations say that if there are over 200 people gathering, they need to have a permit. Of course, they didn't bother to apply for any permits. The town doesn't think that there will be 200 people there. But from what we were seeing when we were leaving around 2 o'clock this afternoon, I think by nightfall they could definitely have 200 people there.
Oh, so, I think that it seemed like 100 was there
Yeah.
Before the concert started, so it makes perfectly good sense to me.
The town is threatening the Browns with possible fines if over 200 people show up. Maybe that's one of the reasons the cops were out there watching people as they drove by. Maybe they were counting heads. Not that they could tell really where those people were going, because there's a whole bunch of houses back there. They could have been going anywhere.
It would be really strange if the feds wouldn't go in to get Ed Brown on tax evasion, but the county would go in as a for a code violation for the amount of people that were there at a party. It doesn't make any sense.
I want to go to the phones to somebody who is out there at the gathering today, the concert, the Live Free or Die concert at the Ed Brown household. It's Tim in New Hampshire calling from Lebanon. Hello, Tim.
Yes, hi. I would just like to point out a sort of anecdotal. I know Ed. Nice fellow. I drove into the business where they are, and I invited him to dinner. And he said, oh, I'm too busy. And then he said, you know, I have more power than the CIA and the FBI put together. That's a quote.
And why is that?
Okay, my thing is, which is interesting, insanity is a defense against all sorts of crimes.
Uh-huh.
However, even the insane have to pay taxes. I would say there's some mental issues here. And if anything, my view is he could claim insanity and get off.
Well, he's already been convicted, sir.
But don't insane people not know it?
Ed is delusional.
Well, now, I have talked to Ed for a little while, and he's not the most coherent of individuals. As far as whatever his philosophy on life is, I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with Ed, but I do support Ed in that he doesn't, I don't think he should have to pay taxes if he's not interested.
I have no issue with that, but I would also take some issue with being a nice old couple.
Mm-hmm.
The dental business is predatory.
Predatory? What are you talking
predatory,
about?
Predatory, meaning the prices are exorbitant.
What are you basing that on, sir? I find dental pricing to be very
what?
Reasonable.
You find $3,000 teeth reasonable?
To have them implanted, you mean?
Implants, root canals, crowns, etc.
Well, I've had a root canal, and it wasn't $3,000, I can assure you of that. A crown was also not $3,000. And if you compare dental care to
other healthcare,
regular medical care, you'll see that it makes, doing maintenance on your health, on your teeth, which is good for your health, is a heck of a lot cheaper than fixing the problems when they come up later.
Wait, and what's the relevance of you pointing out that you don't like dental pricing anyway?
What's the relevance?
Yeah.
Bottom line is, it's Fat City as far as income goes.
Well, so what?
They went to school a long time. There's lots of...
Right.
Have you ever had a plumber out at your house?
Right. The woman helped people make their teeth better. She deserves to get paid well. Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What the hell's wrong with making a little bit of money for providing services? Can you explain that to me? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. We've got updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. In fact, I sent out an update, I think it was yesterday, announcing that we've got a brand new Shriner on the Shrine of Female Listeners. Her name is Margaret, and as you may recall, Mark, she was there in our audience when we were live at Porkfest.
She was?
Or a young lady listener.
I signed her hat, as a matter of fact.
You did. Didn't we sign her hat back in...
You signed her hat because she had a hat with a signature on it. She thought it was mine. It was, in fact, yours. I'm like, that's not my signature.
Oh, yeah. I signed it back.
Well, then will you sign mine?
Sure. The Liberty Forum. So, anyway, we've got a brand new Shriner up there. Sent out an update about that. You can get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Ed Brown situation. Ed and Elaine Brown, a couple in their early 60s, staying in their home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. They've told the feds, who are looking to arrest them and throw them into a jail cell. They've told the feds that they aren't going to jail because they haven't harmed anybody. They just simply kept the money that they earned and decided for themselves how to spend it instead of turning it over to the federal government. And that's why the feds want to put them in a jail cell, and the Browns have basically said, sorry, we're not going. If you want to try to take us there, then we're going to shoot you. Otherwise, we're not going to harm anybody. They're not harming anybody. We were out there at the Browns' property today having some barbecue and just kind of talking with people, and I was doing some work for Free Minds TV, shooting some video footage and interviewing people. And
One of the reasons that I went was I wanted to meet Elaine Brown. I felt like she's the human element of this story. Mm. Ed's got his reasons for not wanting to pay taxes, and I support him in the fact that he's done nothing wrong to anyone, and I don't see any reason for him to go to jail, and I don't see any reason for him to go down in a hail of bullets when he has never hurt anyone. But to me, Elaine Brown, who was sentenced by the judge and told to stay away from her husband,
right? You know, she was sequestered basically in her son's house down in Massachusetts by court order, and she broke that order. She snapped the tracking bracelet off her leg or something like that, somehow did that, and went straight to Ed's house
in order to be
while.
With her husband. You know, I mean, the love for her husband was greater than the courts that we have, and I think that's just great. For one, the courts should not be intervening between husband and wife, and, you know,
she's a brave lady.
I when you saw this little older lady who I knew broke off that little tracking beeper thing that they put on her leg and went to see her husband, went to be with her husband in case something bad happened, it warms my heart.
Right. She's been by his side ever since, and it's just an amazing story. And so I just wanted to share some more thoughts on this. We just got off the phone with Tim in Lebanon, who I thought was a different Tim. I thought it was one of our Free State Project members that was out there.
Lots of people in the world named Tim.
But Tim had called in, and he was kind of trashing on Elaine Brown for being a dentist. And
everybody's got some group that they dislike. Apparently, his thing's dentists.
Right. I like taking care of my teeth. I don't mind going a couple times a year for teeth cleaning and that sort of thing. And I find their pricing to be fairly reasonable.
The reason it's reasonable is because, I mean, is there some kind of dentist cabal out there? I mean, are they all getting together and fixing prices? Because
I don't think so.
That's how the free market works. If a dentist is priced too high, some other dentist comes along, prices themselves a little lower, and scoops their customers away as a result, or provides better service, or does something like that. Pricing set by the free market, or close to it in dentistry, certainly lot
more so than the rest of the medical world.
Absolutely true. The rest of the medical world, 50 cents on every dollar spent by the federal government.
So,
they say how much things cost.
So he was very upset that Elaine Brown was making so much profit at her dental business. Mm-hmm. And she'd been doing it for years. She was a very established dentist there in the Plainfield area. I guess her office was actually in Lebanon, but wherever. And she was very established, had some clientele, and people were obviously happy with her services. Otherwise, they would go across the street or they would go across town to the competition. So Elaine Brown made her money. She profited by making people happy, giving them pretty smiles. And
everybody went there voluntarily.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with. I mean, there's no reason to dislike them for that.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody's got their thing, and he's free to have it. That's fine, but he didn't even allege that there's some dark dentist cabal out there that, price-fixing, tooth-fixing sort of thing going on. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Right. I guess he's upset because he is not as courageous as Ed and Elaine. Mm-hmm. He has not had the courage to stop paying federal income tax. So, like most abuse victims, he wants to continue the cycle of abuse, and he wants everybody else to be abused, too. If he's going to be abused, you should be abused, too. That's sort of the mentality there.
I think you're jumping to a conclusion. Maybe he just has something against dentists.
Well, it could be.
I mean, you know, it's difficult.
He did make a statement, something to the effect of, well, everyone has to pay taxes.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, it was in the beginning part of his call, which it's not the case.
Well, they don't have to. They choose to.
Right. Everyone has chosen.
I've seen numbers as high as 60 million Americans choose not to pay taxes.
I believe
for some reason or another, the feds aren't going after them.
They can only track so many down.
It's only the high-profile cases they go after.
Right. And now they are at an impasse with the Ed Brown case. They don't know what to do. They're not quite sure how to handle this. They know if they go in guns a-blazing, Ed's going to shoot back. They could lose a couple guys. It could blow up into a big news story, making them look violent and awful.
It'd be terrible if they went in there guns a-blazing and lost some cops. I mean, those cops have families. There's women and children out there that love those guys.
Yes, your husband died because he went after a guy who decided he wanted to, you know, he was a pest control guy in his
decided he didn't want to pay taxes.
Career.
Never hurt anybody.
Right. So 800-259-9231. If you can explain how an obligation is created that makes it so you have to pay taxes, I still would love to hear from you on that one. But just a little bit more information on what's going on over at Ed Brown's house today. The law enforcement officers in the area, Plainfield, New Hampshire, and the federal government, they're saying to people that are considering going to the concert, they're saying they're on heightened alert. Because of the benefit concert there, Monnier, the federal office, or official rather, said his office is actively investigating several supporters of the Browns and could potentially file felony charges against them for, quote, aiding and abetting the Browns in their continuing obstruction of justice. So we're not really sure yet what that means. The feds have sort of been huffing and puffing about how we're going to investigate people. We may bring charges. We might bring charges. They've been sort of saying that for a few months now, and they haven't really brought any charges against anyone else, and they've been threatening, saying that if you bring Ed Brown any ammunition, then you're definitely going to get charges, and they haven't really specified anything else.
I imagine Ed Brown has all the ammunition he needs.
Probably by this point, yeah.
I would think that's the case.
But they haven't specified what the other things are. What do they mean by supporters of the Browns? Are we supporters of the Browns because we showed up at the concert today? Are we supporters because we talk in favor of him on Free Talk Live?
I don't know.
Again, we're not really sure what supporting the Browns mean. Are you a supporter of the Brown the Browns if you contributed a buck or two to their fund to help them support the concert today because the food was free? They weren't charging admission or anything like that. Does that mean you're a supporter of the Browns? So we'll see what happens. We'll see if they actually follow through with their threats and actually bring any charges against anybody. In the meantime, Ed Brown has refused to pay Plainfield property taxes, according to the union leader. In addition to the federal income tax, Ed Brown has decided to stop paying property taxes to the town of Plainfield. Brown, who was convicted in January of felony tax evasion, has now stayed current, up until now, rather, has stayed current on his town and school taxes. He said, quote, "They don't provide me with any services, so I'm not going to contribute them to them anymore." He said, "It's over." The argument differs from his views on the federal income tax, which he says is unlawful, and goes into his show us the law thing, which, again, I don't necessarily agree with. But, yeah, up until this year, he had paid the Plainfield property taxes. Then this whole federal government thing went down, and the Plainfield bureaucrats and elected officials started coming out with letters to the newspaper and official proclamations, basically asking the feds to go in and raid Ed's property. They don't like the fact that Plainfield is becoming known for being the home of Ed Brown, which of course really is a problem with collectivism more so than anything else. Anybody that knows the real world knows that Plainfield is just a plot of land, and there are different individuals that live there.
Sure.
And those different individuals can do all kinds of things in their lives. They can be honorable, or they can hurt people. And just because you've got a scumbag living in your community, and I'm not saying Ed's a scumbag, but we live in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm sure there are people that have committed crimes here in Keene and beaten their wives and that sort of thing. Does that taint the entire area? Does that taint every person that lives in Keene? I don't feel tainted. 800-259-9231. So Ed Brown has basically said that since the city is ignoring him and they've assisted the feds in shutting off his power and that sort of thing, then he's just saying, screw you, I'm not going to pay property taxes either. So it's just a very brave man. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Live Saturday show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. Though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more all right there for you. store.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, FTL, to save. I think it's, what, 10%?
I believe so, yes, 10%.
That's LegalZoom.com.
It's fast and convenient.
All right, so still talking about the tax situation, and believe it or not, no one has called in to explain how it is an obligation is created on you to pay federal taxes.
It's probably the first time anybody's ever asked them that question.
It probably is, and it makes sense that you can't come up with an answer because there is no answer. There was no contract that you signed. There is no agreement. There is no social contract. It's a fantasy.
If there was a social contract, I would have signed it.
Precisely. And go ahead, put a contract in front of me, and I'll read it and tell you if I'm interested in it. That's never happened in the history of my lifetime. All I know is that when I was in my teenage years, and I got my first job at Kmart when I was 16, my parents told me I had to pay federal taxes. I figured, well, my parents must know, so I'll go ahead and do what my parents tell me to do. I didn't like it. I sure as hell did not like seeing that 25% or whatever 30% being taken out of my paycheck. And, of course, I didn't get to see the other 7.5% that gets taken out on the business's side for the Social Security money that I would have been able to keep. So I didn't really even know how much was truly being taken.
And I can tell you for sure, you just don't have to pay Social Security. We've seen a letter from the Social Security office. The guy said, you don't have to pay. Yeah. I haven't been paying for over a year now.
It's been at least a year, if not more than that for me, maybe 2 or 3 years. I don't even remember.
I'm not paying that stuff. Look, Social Security's a racket.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Ponzi scheme. If you take your money and you put it away into savings, because you're going to get old or die, at the very least, you should plan for getting old, you better have some money waiting. And the Social Security, it's a terrible plan. It's also rather bigoted and racist, in my opinion, too.
Right, because it benefits white women over pretty much everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, rich white women.
Correct.
When you think about it, who lives longer, white people or black people?
White people.
White people generally do. And if you think about who lives longer, men or women?
Women.
Right. And who lives longer, rich people or poor people?
Rich people, because they can afford more stuff and take care of themselves.
So who's sucking up all the Social Security dollars? Rich white women at the expense of poor black men. And it takes three poor black men to pay for each rich white woman's Social Security.
There's all kinds of reasons to not want to be involved in the federal government system. I mean, yeah, you may realize that Social Security is a raw deal, and you may want to back out of that. But also, you might just decide that you're kind of tired of how the federal government spends your money, that maybe you don't agree with, say, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan or other initiated wars of aggression across the world. You don't agree with the 700-plus military bases in over 130 countries around the world. Maybe they, you know, you don't agree with communist wealth redistribution programs like welfare, and who knows what your gripes might be about the federal government. You, if you are not interested in funding their activities, then you shouldn't have to.
Right. I mean, you know, I get to decide what my plumber, you know, which plumber I want to hire based on anything I want to hire him on. If I don't like the fact that he's wearing a blue hat, I don't have to hire him based on that. I should have that kind of decision.
So Ed Brown has basically taken that position. He said, you know what, I'm not interested in supporting this government. I'm going to keep the money I earn and decide what to do with it. And now they want to throw him in a jail cell. There's a concert going on today to benefit Ed at his house. Anybody's invited, as long as you want to show up and have a good time. One of the heads of the U.S. Marshals, Stephen Monnier, said that just being a visitor at their house doesn't necessarily rise to the level of being a criminal offense. But if there is a course of conduct, it could be. Not sure what that means. Last month, the U.S. Marshal's office cut off electricity, telephone, and internet service to the Browns' house. And Ed Brown said yesterday he no longer receives his mail. Monnier said additional measures designed to make the Browns less comfortable might be forthcoming, though he would not elaborate. Now, we also know that they surrounded his house a few weeks ago. It's probably about a month ago at this point, that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the federal government came into Ed Brown's neighborhood, started taking people out of their homes, ordering them to leave their own homes, not the Ed Brown household, but their surrounding neighbors, ordered them out. They had guys in armored personnel carriers dressed in camo with black face paint on. There was one of the Ed Brown supporters who was just taking a dog for a walk that was arrested and harassed by the police. We met him today. He was. They ordered him out of the state, told him to go back to New York. He's back at Ed Brown's house now, which is very brave on his part.
I would agree.
But, you know, the cops are doing everything they can to get Ed Brown to come out on a voluntary basis. They don't really seem to want to go in with guns a-blazing. I think that's good. It's a step in the right direction. And the question is, how long can Ed Brown hold out? Is he going to be able to survive another winter without power? I mean, he is in his early 60s, so he may still be spry enough to go out and collect firewood and that sort of thing, and I'm sure some of his friends will have it delivered if that's necessary.
Yeah, I think the firewood's probably a given.
Right, because he's not going to have power for heat, so he's going to have to do it the old-fashioned way.
He does have solar power panels, doesn't he?
He does. I don't know how much.
I saw a windmill, too.
There's a windmill there. I don't know how much that gives you, though.
I don't either.
I don't know if solar power is enough for heat in the wintertime in New Hampshire, especially if the sun's not out. So that might be a factor. Anyway, Ed Brown says he has not threatened violence. He has instead warned that if federal agents storm his house, he'll defend himself by any means necessary. His wife said no one would need to talk about violence at all if the government would simply produce the law that makes the Browns liable to pay federal income tax. She said if there was such a law, what would be easier than to show it to us rather than to go through all of this and millions of dollars in expense? Now, again, the IRS is going to come back and say, well, the courts have ruled that there is a law. And the courts have ruled, I think, that there is a law, and some courts have ruled that there isn't, and,
The courts could rule that I'm the Queen of England. It wouldn't make that so.
Right.
Look, if there's a law, bring it out. What's the problem? I mean, if there's a law that says that Americans have to pay income tax, bring it out at the trial. Why wouldn't they let Ed Brown talk about this law? I don't understand. It's his trial.
They did let Ed and Elaine cover some things, but not everything that they wanted to cover.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's a kangaroo court.
Yeah, it was a screw job, for sure, in that federal court. And that's why the Browns walked out. They said, you know, we've had enough with this. So we're not going to deal with this anymore. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI line for you. So if you just want to comment on just the general state of affairs in this country in regards to, you know, maybe you're somebody that doesn't pay income taxes, the federal income tax. If so, why? And how long have you been getting away with it, so-called? Have you encountered any issues? You want to share your story, 800-259-9231. But overall, the event was very good today. I was glad we went out there to show support for the Browns. And, of course, they continue to stand up for your freedoms. As most people in this country have been completely defeated, have been completely cowed by the government, they're scared to death. We went up with Toby, who occasionally hosts our show, co-hosts the show on Tuesday nights here on Free Talk Live. He also hosts a television show called Free Minds TV. And Toby said his mom, he couldn't tell his mother that he was going up to Ed Brown's house. She would have been scared S-less if he had done something like that.
Mm.
She is frightened to death of the federal government. She thinks they're going to pick up Toby and put him in some sort of a detention camp, or that they're going to do something awful to Toby, maybe arrest him or kill him or something like that. And really, the fact that his mother feels that way about the government should really say everything. It should really say everything about where this government has grown to and what it has turned into.
Right. I couldn't tell you whether it's the majority of the population or some large minority of the population that pays their taxes because they're scared of what's going to happen to them if they don't. But I would guess, I would just venture a guess that that's the majority of the population. There may be some happy people out there. There may be some happy people out there that just love the idea of paying taxes to the government because the government's so good at the use of taxes and they're so efficient. And I just love the things they do with it. I love the way they feed the poor people, or at least some of the poor people that fill out the paperwork and stuff like that. And, of course, there's the people that filled out the paperwork and have been living on welfare for three generations. And, you know, maybe they love the Social Security system, even though it brings far less dividends than, an IRA. Or maybe they love the idea of going to Iraq and killing brown people by the thousands.
There are the government lovers,
for sure. What the reason is that they love paying taxes, but there's probably some people out there that love to pay taxes.
I don't think it's 10%.
I would imagine.
That would make a very interesting Gallup poll, some sort of a scientific survey to actually find out how Americans feel about paying their taxes. I think you're right. I think it's the vast majority. They're sick and tired of it, but they're just too damn scared to do anything about it. Well, Ed Brown isn't too scared. He refused to pay. And then when the time came to stand up to the feds or bend over, he stood up and continues to stand. And as he continues to stand, more and more individuals are getting up to stand behind him. They may not be as courageous as Ed, but they do understand that showing Ed support, whether or not you agree with his political belief system or his religious beliefs or whatever, not the issue here.
No, I don't see why it would be.
The issue's freedom, and the freedom to keep the money you earn, decide for yourself how to spend it. Hour 2's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. One man has defeated the IRS. We'll tell you about that coming up. You can also bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People.